Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And we are delighted to welcome in Radio.com Sports Betting Insider, host of You Better You Bet, Nick Costos. Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And you can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app and website. Nick joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Good morning to you. Great to be talking to you and, of course, the great people of Chicago on a Football Friday.
Well, everyone is fired up because there's a Sunday night drama. And anybody who watched that game last night, the end of that game, different type of drama. I don't know. Does Myles Garrett, if he's banned for the year, if he's not able to play, I would expect we won't see him for a while. How will that affect the line, the way people look at that team? I mean, a former number one overall pick, their best pass rusher.
Well, first off, you know, I've been watching the NFL, guys, for 30 years, since 1990, on an obsessive, you know, week-to-week basis. I think that's the dirtiest football game I've ever seen played by a team, at least in this modern era of the National Football League. I the Browns as a whole, the Demaryius Randall hit is going to get forgotten about. I think that was like a Jack Tatum-style hit. Like, that belonged in the 1970s, not like 2019. So, and that's going to get overshadowed by Myles Garrett, obviously swinging the helmet like it's a weapon. So I haven't seen anything like that almost in 30 years. It's the dirtiest game I've seen played in the National Football League probably in my lifetime. So as we kind of move on here with the Browns, they've got an easy schedule coming up. Like, they have a real opportunity to get back in this race here in the AFC wild card race. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to get there because already behind the eight ball at 4-6, but losing Myles Garrett's going to be a big deal. Now, as far as the line is concerned, I don't think Myles Garrett's really going to hurt the line too much. It's really just star quarterbacks that we see that really will move the line a number of points here. So I don't know if it's really going to have that much effect on the line moving forward for the Browns. And actually, I kind of really like the way Baker Mayfield handled it after the game, and I was actually kind of thinking, as crazy as this sounds, I think there's a chance that this can maybe galvanize the team and maybe kind of bring them together. I love the way Baker Mayfield handled it, and I don't want to say that because I was so pissed at the way the Browns did that yesterday. And I really don't know. In all seriousness, like, Freddie Kitchens has no control over the team. Garrett's been out of control all season. You remember, like, he had the late hit on Trevor Siemian in the Monday night game in week two that broke Simeon's ankle. He's been out of control all season, guys. I mean, there's just no – even before the helmet swing, I thought the Browns were dangerously out of control last night. Ridiculously dirty. I think they're one of the most unlikable teams in recent memory. So there may be an opportunity for us to make money on them. I don't think it's really going to affect the point spread. We'll see how it affects them moving forward. But yes, incredibly, incredibly dirty by Cleveland.
That's interesting. I thought the same thing about Mayfield, Nick. I have to be honest about you. So we'll see what happens with the Browns. Look, I know it doesn't involve a game this weekend, but I'm curious how the odds are stacking up, like, in terms of future homes for Colin Kaepernick. I mean, are there betting opportunities there? And what do you think about that whole thing?
Yeah, I think there's probably, if you took the percent chance of Colin Kaepernick signing with an NFL team this year and multiplied it by a million, I think the number would be zero. Like, I think there's no chance that's happening as far as this season is concerned. But I think this is the problem with this question, is that there's so much, and I respect the question being asked, of course, and I've been asked it a couple times this week, but, like, there's so much going on. It's not just about football with Colin Kaepernick, so it's so hard to handicap, right? Like, if he's going to go out there, and this is not a political statement saying I agree or disagree, it's just a statement of fact. If Colin Kaepernick is going to continue to kneel before the national anthem, right, our team's going to want to sign this guy. I think that's a big thing that plays into it, and we don't know the answer to that question. If it weren't based on football, he never would have stopped playing in the league. So who knows where he's at now at age 32, hasn't played for 3 years now. You know, I think there's certainly a case to be made that he could be a backup quarterback for a team next season. But, I mean, the people that think Colin Kaepernick is going to get signed and a team's going to hand him the keys to the franchise for a 16-game season, I mean, no chance of that happening. He could be on a roster next year, but, I mean, I don't even feel comfortable handicapping it because there's way too much going on there for us to for us to think about. I mean, the kneeling thing, I think, is one of the biggest things. Is he in shape? I mean, no one knows the answers to these questions. So I would say it's probably more unlikely than likely. But, I mean, that is just a total guess on my part right now.
Nick, what are the plays for this week?
Well, let's start with your boys on Sunday Night Football. I think the Bears guys are live dogs. Or I guess they would be live Bears in this game, in this instance here against the Reds. I give the Bears a chance to win this game. Joe Ostrowski, your guy's colleague at 670 The Score, hosted You Better You Bet with me last night. And I think, like, we kind of talked ourselves into the fact that the Bears not only can win this game, but the Bears almost kind of should win this football game on Sunday night. I don't anticipate the Rams having much of any success at all on offense. I think we're going to see kind of maybe not a carbon copy of what we saw on Sunday Night Football last year when these two teams played, because that game was in Chicago and we had Cole Jared Goff in that game, which was great. Always fun to fade Cole Jared Goff. We did it last week in Pittsburgh with some success. I think the Bears are going to cover this spread here, and I think the Bears have a chance to win this football game outright. I also like the under. So that's what I'm looking at here in the Sunday Night Football game with the Bears. Some other games I really like this weekend. I would not be fooled by what the Falcons did last week. This line is on the move for Atlanta. I don't anticipate this being the case on Sunday. Like, the Falcons had the Super Bowl last week against the Saints. I had the Falcons last week. We are hopping off this week. I kind of think the Panthers are going to absolutely destroy them on Sunday. So I'm going to lay it with Kyle Allen and the Carolina Panthers. You know, I usually say friends don't let friends bet on the Miami Dolphins, but they've covered 5 games in a row, including a game against Buffalo. I think the Dolphins will be able to fall inside that number on Sunday when they host Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And two of the biggest games of the week I got to get picks on. First, Texans, Ravens, and Baltimore. Watson against Jackson. This game should be absolutely magnificent. I think we're going to see a lot of points in this game, and this total is going up, guys. It's up at 51 from 49. I still think it'll go over that number, and I like the Texans, guys, to fall inside this number. I think Houston will cover the spread. Even if Ravens are up by 10 late in the game, Deshaun Watson controlling through the back door. So give me the Texans in that game against the Ravens, and then the Super Bowl 52 rematch between the Eagles and the Patriots. I'll take the points with the Eagles at home here, and I'll take this under as well at 45. The Patriots don't have the offensive personnel to really hurt the Eagles the way that a lot of teams have, which is the aerial attack going deep on the secondary. The Patriots don't have the team speed on the outside to be able to make that happen. The Eagles will run the football. I think the Eagles can definitely win that game, plus you're getting the hook at 3.5. So give me the Eagles and the under in the Super Bowl 52 rematch.
Let's take a look at college football real quick, Nick. I'm amused locally by Northwestern being favored by 41.5 over UMass. I think that's more points than they've scored in the last month and a half. But what else do you see?
Oh, well, but first off, that's a line, guys, and I love, like, that Northwestern UMass line where, like, people are like, oh my God, like, how could Northwestern be favored by 6 touchdowns if they can't score at all? Well, the answer is that they're going to score like 9 touchdowns probably in the game. So I think you have to lay it with Northwestern. I don't even think there's a question about it if you're going to bet that game one way or the other. Also, how about Notre Dame Navy locally for you guys as well? Notre Dame opened as a 10-point favorite in this game against Navy. This is now down to 7, and a lot of people we've had on this week think Navy is not only going to cover the spread, but give Navy a chance to win this game. They think Navy's going to have success running the football on Notre Dame, so people keep that in mind when you're putting your bets in. How about over in the Big 12, where we've got Baylor as a 10-point home underdog to Oklahoma? I've been saying it all year, guys. I think Oklahoma's going to lose twice in the regular season. I had them losing to Kansas State. I thought they had a chance to lose last week. Obviously, it came down to a 2-point conversion at the end of the game. I think Baylor is live in this game. I like Baylor to fall inside this number as a 10-point home underdog. And the big game in the SEC, the Georgia home game tomorrow, I like the under. I think it's around 40.5 points right now. I think this is going to be like a 20-17 game either way. I think it's very, very tough to pick a winner if someone's covered the spread, but Georgia's a 3-point road favorite. So what I will look to do is go with the bet I trust, like I did last night with the under in Thursday Night Football, and I will take the under in Georgia and Auburn at Jordan-Hare.
Great stuff, Nick. Thank you so much. Always
Thanks,
a joy
Nick.
To talk to you, pal.
Have a great weekend.
You got it, guys. Wishing you and all the people out there minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. And do me a favor. No one swing a helmet, all right? Like, Austin Powers, who swings a helmet? Thanks, guys.
Good advice, Nick.
That was Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And again, go check out Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app. Give it a listen. Thank you, Nick.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.